guys looked at the scheme yesterday. At the start, I was thinking, right, this could possibly work. And whenever I was chatting to Charlie, then after he phoned and I said to him, Charlie, this is a mess. Like, we can't. That's more or less like an average of 125. This is a disgrace. But Charlie kept pushing on to me, and he kept pushing on, and he started to turn around and says, listen, in February, the CSSI is going to change. And I says, but Darragh Breen says February, and Micheál Martin says April. I says, Charlie, if it's April, it's a waste of time. I says, but if it's February and this changes, what does it mean? It's going to change the housing authority prices. So that means that it actually could go up to a price of 160 euro square foot. If it actually goes up to a housing authority, it could still work. But I'm just worried about the lack of detail that's there and the way they've threw it out. It's so frustrating that we're so close and yet we seem so far away.
It sounds like a communication thing, because what they announced yesterday is not really what... Some might feel they're just trying to kick this into the next year. Some might say they just wanted some figures to announce yesterday with the review in February or April. It's so confusing. It's hard to get for me to get my head around it. Don't know how it must feel for those who are affected by it.
I'm so frustrated. I mean, personally, they should be embarrassed to come out with a scheme after all these months that they're doing. You actually think, what were they doing through the summer that they come out with a statement like this? Like, there's a lack of detail on it is unbelievable. As the demolition and the price of the square foot, as a ESB disconnecting and hooking on, the lack of detail is crazy. I think it's embarrassing on their behalf, I think.
Is there enough here to work on, though, Paddy? Because a lot of people are looking to the likes of you and others and in the micro-action group saying, well, what next? What do we do now? Do we wait and see? Do we take to the streets? Do we, you know...
I said to Charlie yesterday, what is it, Charlie? I said, you more or less come out and call out there. Is it a war you want? Because if it's a war you want, it's a war you'll get. I said, I've been on the phone to the farmers and the fishers and the haulage. I says, a revolution, I says, it's just around the corner if you just keep messing the people about. But he keeps trying to calm me down and says, Patrick, you're overstepping. He says, calm down. He says, February, when this CSSI comes out in February, he says, this will be up with your current standards, like a housing authority gets. So if I'm led to believe that, I said to him, I says, well, I'll tell you one thing, Charlie. If it's April, that's a wire you're going to get. I said, if you can come back to me tomorrow and tell me that it's February and we will be up to the housing authorities, how can I go to the streets of Dublin if he tells me that?
Mm. So can explain to me then, if it's brought up to the housing authority levels, how does that affect this whole sliding scale and the concern people have about having to sort of come up with your 45, your 50 or your 60 grand, depending on the size of the house?
No, but you see, that's what Charlie's saying. The sliding scale, the sliding scale has to go. It's a straight through square foot rate is kind of the way it's going to have to be. Like, it's 170 down the west of Ireland for a square foot rate. And I tell this to Charlie. It's about 220 down in Dublin. And it's 150 up in Donegal. At least, it's really 150 plus, maybe up to 160. But at the same time, I says, Charlie, he's a 125. I says, totally and utterly pathetic. There's not a contractor in Ireland that can do this here. But he keeps pushing back this February. We will be up to the current standards. And if that means it's up at 150, we'll get 150. And if it's up to 160, but as I'm trying to tell him, but this sliding scale is the killer. It has to go. This sliding killer has me confused, being honest.